Hey, Peter Howard here from the Dives to Crossroads show. Sometimes we do so. Sometimes I do solo shows. I'm so lonely. So sometimes I do interviews as well, where I bring on people to talk about their process too. Check that.
Yeah. Chicken or crow,
crossing the. Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I'm sure we're in for another great, awesome, amazing show. We got three great guests here tonight. Let's introduce them real quick, and then we'll get right into the games. So I'll go clockwise to my right on my screen, Shane Hallam. Shane, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Excited to be on for the first time.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you here. And also Jake Trowbridge. I know he has been on before. Doesn't have to face Matt Price this time. I know that was a rough
thing
with Scott the last
God.
Time.
Yeah, that's the only reason I agreed to come back on. Do I have to play him? No, sweet. I'm in.
And our final contestant is Jordan McNamara. Jordan, how's it going tonight?
It's good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I think you've played once before too, haven't you? A while back.
Yeah, I think I went to I went deep in the tournament of champions at one point. So
that was before my
time. A couple years ago. I think it was before you were here. So
yeah, there is going to be a new tournament of champions though very soon. So whoever wins, you're coming back, whether you like it or not.
Forced.
Okay, so as always, we have three games tonight. I mentioned to the guys before the show, for I think the first time since I've been doing this, there's no name game tonight. They're all very fantasy-centric games, not as much a wordplay type thing. So we have Apex Predator. I'm horrible coming up with names for games. This is sort of a new game. I'm just going to call it a NFL stats game, very generic game. And the final game is called This Guy or That Guy, which is an ADP-based game. So, Shane, as the only first-timer, I'll let you pick which game we do first.
Let's start with the NFL stats game. That seems good.
Okay, so what this is going to be is, this is actually similar to a game I did a couple episodes ago. That one was based on value instead of stats. But what you're going to do is I'm going to give you a statistical category, you know, it's relevant for fantasy, yards, TDs, something like that. And I'm going to give you five names that I'm going to read in alphabetical order. And you each have to put them in order from most to least. So say, this isn't one of them, but say I said rushing yards. And I'll give you five names. You tell me, you know, who you think has the most, second most, third most, fourth most, et cetera. And then after you each give your names, I'll tell you how many points you have. You get 1 point for each one you put in the right position. And the points will tally, you know, total through the whole game. There's five different categories. And obviously, whoever has the most at the end will win. So you guys ready?
Yeah, no, sounds good.
Okay. The first category is passing TDs. Great collection of names here. Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, and Carson Wentz.
Woof. What is this collection of names?
that's the fun of it. So Shane, you we'll start with you, and then we'll rotate who starts after.
Oh boy. All right. Can you read them one more time for me? I can't read my own handwriting.
Sure. It is Derek Carr.
That'll happen a lot.
Baker. Big Ben. Matt Ryan. Carson Wentz.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go with let's go Ryan, Carr, Ben Wentz Baker. That feels okay. That doesn't feel good. That feels terrible.
To say those names out loud all together. No. Like,
That's the fun of it. Like I said. So Jake, you're next.
Yeah, this is rough, but I'm gonna go Carr, Wentz, Ryan, Ben, Baker.
Carr, Wentz, Ryan, Ben, Baker. I'm just gonna make sure I got that right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. My website logo is Embrace the Variance. So my only hang up is whether it's Wentz or Carr first. So I'm gonna go with I'll just go different. So I'll go Wentz, Carr, Ryan, Ben, Mayfield.
Okay, got all your things down here. And the correct order is Wentz, Carr, Ben, Ryan, Baker. So Shane got three right, Jordan got three right, and Jake, you got one. Baker brutal. Was the only one you had right there, I think.
At least we all had Baker at the end. That's
yes. Plenty of time to catch up, though. So
I don't know. I don't like the way this is starting off.
Next category is receiving yards, and you're going to start this time, Jake, so be ready. The players are Zach Ertz, Noah Fant, Mike Gesicki, Dallas Goedert, and Dalton Schultz.
Ooh. I feel less terrible about this one than the previous one, but not by a lot. So I'm going to go here. Boy, I'm going to go with Dalton Schultz, number one, then Gesicki, then Fant, then Ertz, then Goddard.
Okay. So Jordan, you're next.
All right, I'm gonna go Gesicki, Schultz, Ertz, Goddard, Fant.
Okay, and Shane, that now it's up to you.
All right, I'm gonna go with Goddard, Gesicki, Schultz, Ertz, Fant.
And Shane, so this may be your game, because the correct order is Goddard, Schultz, Gesicki, Ertz, Fant. So you got three of them in the right spot. Jake, you got one. You had Ertz
I'm
in the
staying
right
strong. Spot. as long as I don't goose.
At least you didn't get shut out in either of them. Jordan got two in the right spot, Schultz and Fant on that one. So right now, my thing's not updating my totals. Right now, it's 2 for Jake, 6 for Shane, and 5 for Jordan. So we'll move on to the next one, which is receiving touchdowns. Here's your 5 names. Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, Pat Freiermuth, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Williams. And Jordan, we start with you this time. Whenever you're ready.
All right, I'm going to go Williams, Freiermuth, Diggs, Eckler, Lamb.
Okay. That's Jordan. Shane, you're next.
All right, I'm going to go Diggs, Eckler, Freiermuth, Williams, Lamb.
Okay, and now we're back to Jake.
This feels like such a trap. This feels like an absolute trap, by the way. God, I wanted to put Eckler first just to go contrarian, but I can't do it. I'm going to go Mike Williams, then Eckler, then Diggs, then Freiermuth, then CD.
Okay, the correct order is Stephon Diggs, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, Pat Freiermuth, and CeeDee Lamb. So you got two that time, Jake.
There you go. Look.
Stepping up.
And they actually go 10-9-8-7-6.
Curious. Wow.
So I can't Dave's believe Williams 10, had more than Eckler.
I was surprised by that too. That's why I threw him in there. I was thought that was, I didn't think Mike Williams had that many touchdowns. So that was a 2 for Jake, 2 for Shane, and 1 for Jordan in that one. So we're 8 for Shane, 6 for Jordan, 4 for Jake overall. 2 more categories left. So we are back to Shane to start this time, and your category is receptions, just receptions.
Okay.
And your players are Leonard Fournette, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, DeAndre Swift.
Oof. All right. So I'm going to go with.
I just was noticing too on the last one, you all did have Lamb last, which was correct. I thought I might catch you with that one. Everyone, you know, just think CD is good, but I guess he did. Everyone is all panicking on him now too. So
yeah. I think that end of the season kind of.
We're selling him for a third now, is what I heard.
Yeah,
so I think that's the touchdowns or lack thereof that's causing.
It's like Gabe Davis is up here and CD Lamb is down here.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Fournette, Swift, Mixon, Jones, Jacobs.
Okay, and Jake, you're next.
DeAndre Swift and his stupid injuries really throwing me off on this one, by the way. I'm going to go with Fournette, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Swift, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon.
Okay, and now to Jordan.
I know Jacobs finished 5th in receptions at the running back position, and I know Fournette was above. All right, Fournette, Jacobs, Swift, Mixon, Jones.
Is that again Fournette, Jacobs, Swift, Mixon, Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. So the correct order is Fournette, Swift, Jacobs, Jones, Mixon.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, Jordan flip-flopped 2nd and 3rd and 4th and 5th there, so you ended up with 1. Jake, you got 3 that time, and so did Shane. So everybody had Fournette up top there. And, yeah, I wasn't sure if Jacobs might throw you off because the narrative is he doesn't catch balls. But
yeah.
I guess you guys are smart enough to realize he did this year.
He's doing it. I only know that because I did a deep dive on him recently. Otherwise, I would have assumed what everybody else did.
Like I put him at the end, so I didn't get it there.
And for the update, we only have 1 more category, and Shane has 11, and you both have 7. So unless he totally bombs this and you get 4 or 5 right, it's probably going to be Shane's
game. Possible.
Okay, so our last category is rushing touchdowns. Your players are Jalen Hurts, Deebo Samuel, Ryan Tannehill, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Alvin Kamara.
Oh, this is and a saucy start. Selection. I like this one.
This is level. The one that made me do the game, actually. I saw some of their numbers, and I threw them all together. So, Jake, you are starting on this one, too.
Boy, this is wild. Because, there's a whole first versus second half thing at play. Like, first half of the season is totally different than second half for most of these guys. So, this one's pretty wild. Okay. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to go with Cordarrelle Patterson, then Deebo, then Hurts, then Tanny, then Kamara.
Okay. So, Jordan, what do you think?
I'm going to try and be strategic about this. All right. Tannehill, Hurts, Kamara, Cordarrelle and Deebo.
Okay, and Shane.
I'm going to go Patterson, Deebo, Hurts, Kamara, Tannehill.
Okay.
My only chance to win this game was to be
different.
To be right and different.
Yes.
Right and different.
And it didn't work, Jordan.
Perfect.
All right, I'll Jake, you actually won that round, Jake. None of you got more than two, which was you.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, look at that, Jake.
But Shane does win the game. 12-9-8 was the final tally. Jake had 9, Jordan had 8. Yeah, the correct order was Jalen Hurts with 10, Samuel with 8, Tannehill with 7. That one surprised me. That's why I threw him in there. Patterson with 6, and Kamara only 4 touchdowns on the year. I thought that one might throw you, but you guys caught on to that.
He was so disappointing in so many ways this year.
I can't. I really thought Patterson. It must have been receiving. I couldn't. Place that.
Okay, so Shane is up 1-0 so far. So we have 2 left. Apex Predator and this guy or that guy. Since Shane picked the last game, I'll go clockwise, and Jake, you can pick the next one.
Well, I want to go based on how easy the name of the game sounds after that last one. So I'm going to go this guy or that guy.
Okay, like I said, this is an ADP based game. I mentioned you guys needed to bring a pen and hopefully a dark writing utensil. I'm going to need you to take a blank piece of paper and write A on one side and B on the other. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you 2 guys. And one's going to be A and B, obviously. One's going to be B, obviously. And then you have to say which one you think moved more in ADP. This is DLF. Yep, I can see it. DLF, Dynasty, Superflex, ADP. And you're going to say which one you think moved more in total ADP, not positional ADP, total ADP. And you get 1 point for guessing the correct answer. And like I said, you're gonna hold up your thing. I'll read it so the listeners know who picked what. And you also, whether you get it right or not, you each get a guess at how much they moved for a bonus point. So everybody gets a chance to get it right. You get 1 point for that, and then one person will get the bonus point for whoever's closest to how many actual spots they moved. So there's 2 points up for grab with each set of players. Got it?
When are we measuring the movement?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to mention that. Yeah, it's from August. So just before the season, DLF's August Superflex ADP to DLF's January ADP. So just after the season. January, we're recording this in early February. I don't know when Russ is going to edit this and get it out. But so it's maybe a week or two old now at this point. But I don't think most of these guys' values have changed too much from that anyway. So let me go with the first one here. It is A, Allen Robinson, or B, Robert Woods. Who moved more? And this is just absolute value, up or down. Most of these guys, you'll be able to tell which it is, even though I'm not saying. Jake's is the only one I can't read.
Hold on. Closer? Further away?
Further away.
Neither one is working. Looks like you're holding a blank piece of paper.
Oh my God. Hold on. I'm gonna keep it facing you so you know I'm not cheating here. And I'm gonna color in.
I can see it a little better now. Okay.
Can you see it at all? This is ridiculous.
Just barely. Is it just me, guys? Or
no.
Hold on. Let me get a different piece of paper. I can see the other two.
But you guys were, for those listening, they all picked A, and you all were correct. It was A, Allen Robinson. So you all get a point for that one. We'll start with Jake since he picked the game. And again, we'll rotate so everybody gets a chance to go first, second, third. How many spots do you think Allen Robinson moved in ADP from August to January?
Total ADP. I feel like it's got to be indicative of his finish, which was so atrocious. I'm going to say he changed 42 spots.
Okay, Jake says 42. Jordan.
That's good.
61.
And Shane.
I think I'm gonna go higher than that. Because I feel like it was like third round to like 10th round probably now. So I'm going to go 84. That'd be 84.
And you're a little high. Jake actually got the closest on that one. Ah, it was 49 spots. He went from 60. So he was in the end of the fifth round to 109. Woods went from 82 to 122, a drop of 40. So,
wow.
So Jake gets the point, extra point. So everybody got a point. Jake got the extra point. So our next one, A is Amon-Ra St. Brown. B is Deebo Samuel.
Ooh, that's a good one.
These are all pretty close, these ones I'm getting. Yeah.
I guess I should.
I saw your in. Yeah. You...
I guess I should. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Shane says B. Jordan says B. Jake says A. And Jake, you are right. It was Amon-Ra.
Nice.
Yes. So Jake's the only one that gets that point. And Jordan, we'll start with you on the number of spots moved.
I have to guess how many spots Deebo was up.
Amon-Ra. Yeah, the guy that had moved more is how you're supposed to. Yeah, so Amon-Ra moved more than Deebo, slightly more. So
I'll guess 45 spots.
He says 45. Shane?
I'm gonna go 65.
65 for Shane and Jake.
He was so low that I almost want to err on the side of overcorrection. And you know what? Let's do it, guys. 69.
Nice. And that move worked for you. So it was nice, Jake. This is last game was Shane's game. Maybe this is Jake's game.
This is Jake's game.
It was actually 81. Went from 159 up to 78. Hmm. And Deebo went from 110 to 32 for a move of 78. So Jake has two for that round, four overall, and you guys have one. But there's quite a few pairings here. All we got I think eight altogether. So again, plenty of time to catch up. But I said that when Shane took an early lead and it didn't matter. So we'll say. next two: A. Travis Etienne, B. Saquon Barkley.
This once again feels like a trap question. I mean, I know you as a good gamesman are probably trying to lure us into certain answers, but it still feels like a trap.
I often am, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys already got your answers? We should probably hold them up at the same time. Okay, go. Okay, we got a B from Shane, an A from Jake, and a B from Jordan. B, Saquon is correct this time. So, guys, give you a chance to catch up on Jake a little there, getting that point. And Shane, we'll start with you for how many he may have moved.
Man, I don't think it would have been that much. I'm going to go two rounds. Let's say 13 spots.
13, Jake.
I'm going to say a cool 16.
17.
And just doing the Price is Right move was the right move there, Jordan. Because it was 25. He went from 11 to 36. ETN fell from 49 to 71. So Jordan catching up now. It's 4-3-2. Jake's still in first. Next one. Going cross positional on this one. Ooh. A, Zach Wilson. B, Calvin Ridley.
Ooh,
let me know when you guys all have it. Like I said, we kind of didn't really do the simultaneous thing the first. You just want to.
Yeah.
I see Jordan. I think Jordan has his. I think Jake has his. You good, Shane?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Give them to me. Everyone says B. Everyone is correct. Calvin Ridley. Yes. So you all get a point there. And I believe we are back to Jake to start off with the number.
This is tough, but I'm just going to go 30.
30 to Jordan.
I'm gonna go 55
to Shane.
All right, I guess I'll I can't do the quite do the Price is Right thing. I guess.
Yeah.
It could be the middle. It could be above. It could be. I'll go lower. I'm gonna go 29.
29, and Jake is correct on this one. It was 34. He fell from 38 to 72.
Nice.
Zach Wilson went from 26 to 57 for a drop of 31.
I'm kind of surprised at Zach Wilson. It didn't seem like he had very far to fall to begin with.
He was. Did you hear what really I said there? 26 in August ADP.
That's wild.
Yeah, wow. That was wild to me too. Actually, wow. That's the beginning of the third round there. So, he was. I think I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was like QB 13 in August.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if you remember too. I mean, it's done during. I remember a lot of people were talking. He was saying he had a good preseason. Oh, and some people were saying maybe we were wrong on Zach Wilson, who even didn't like him to begin with, and things like that. So, I'm guessing that factored in. But go to the next one. A. Javonte Williams. B. Ja'Marr Chase. Two guys definitely, no secret, skyrocketing so during the season. Everybody looks like they're ready. Hold them up for me. Okay, we got a B from Shane, a B from Jake, an A from Jordan. The correct answer was B, Ja'Marr Chase. So point for Jake and Shane. And Jordan starts with the number this time.
Wow. Ja'Marr Chase is more than...
I know. I've heard your thoughts on Ja'Marr Chase, Jordan.
Yeah. I'll say 15.
Jordan says 15. Shane.
I'm going to go 20.
20 for Shane.
I'm going to go one for each preseason drop. So let's do 24.
And Jake, you get the point on that one. It was higher than all you guys thought. Wow. Both of them. Ja'Marr Chase went from 47 to 10. So 37 spot lead.
Wow.
And that's in Superflex ADP. So he's in the first round in Superflex. And Javonte Williams went from 56 to 22. So, which I'm actually almost surprised he's that low, given the hype around Javonte Williams.
I'm worried about Melvin still.
And we have three left, and Jake has a 4-point lead to keep you guys updated. It's 8-4-4. So we'll move on to the next one. A is Chris Godwin. B is Terry McLaurin.
Ready. I should have the right side here.
Looks like everyone's ready. Call them up. Got A from Shane and B's from Jake and Jordan. And the correct answer is A, Chris Godwin.
Yeah, all right. I'll take it.
So let me just give Shane that point. And then, Shane, you're also the one to start with the number.
I feel like neither of these guys – should have changed that much. Maybe the injury with Godwin. So I'm going to go 10.
Okay, 10. Jake.
Yeah, I feel like this has to be such a modest little change. I mean, maybe free agency and whatnot. Boy. I'll go 16.
17.
And you guys were right that it was modest. It was Chris Godwin moved 5 spots.
and that was more than Terry McLaurin.
Wow.
Yes, he went from 53 to 58. Terry McLaurin actually went from 56 in August to 53 in January, which I don't really understand. But
feels backwards for sure.
Yeah. So those were actually one moving up, one moving down. But Shane gets the point there.
Incredible.
So Shane, got two there. Ooh. Nobody else got any. So, you know, getting back in this 8-6-4 now.
Let's see.
And the next two are, we got two more here. This is next to last. Travis Kelce is A, and Christian McCaffrey is B.
All right. I'm good.
I think everyone's good. Hold them up. Another mix again. Two A's from Jordan and Shane, a B from Jake, and the correct answer is A, Travis Kelce. Jake's letting everybody get back in this.
He's trying to make it nice. Interesting.
Yeah, it's good radio here.
And I think we're on Jordan. Or no, Shane, you did the last one. I think we're on Jake. So we're on Jake for the number.
Oh, boy. Now the pressure is here. So Mr. Kelce, boy. Again, I thought that CMC dropped quite a bit, so he must have also not dropped very much, Travis Kelce. I understand the age cliff and whatnot. Let's say 8.
Jake says 8.
I'll guess 18.
18 for Jordan.
Oh, man. That, once again, puts me in a pickle. do I go in the middle? I think it's a lot because I think the age thing, people are scared. I'll go 19. I'll just take the over.
And you guys put me in a bit of a pickle here.
Not me.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to give a half a point because it is 13.
Wow.
And one of you said 8 and one of you said 18. So I'm going to have to give half a point there. Kelce fell from 37 to 50. CMC was 7 to 18 for 11 spot drop. So now I gotta put a half a point on here.
Oh, man. It's off the rails.
So Jake gets a half a point. Jordan gets a half a point. Okay, so this can only be Jake or Shane. It's 8.5 points for Jake. 7 points for Shane, 5.5 for Jordan. But you're still going to play anyway, Jordan.
All right.
The last one is A, DeAndre Hopkins, or B, Baker Mayfield.
Ooh. Ooh.
I got to think, what will Jake not pick? That's what mine comes down to.
More about getting in Jake's head than getting the right answer.
That's right. I'm like, how many times have I said B versus how many times have I said A? It's a real probability coin flip. Shane?
Remember when Baker Mayfield was a quarterback 2 in Dynasty?
I know. how insane does that seem right now?
Yeah, man, I got
wild.
Still making the same mistakes.
Yep. I think everyone's ready, so hold them up. B from Shane, A from Jordan and Jake. Correct answer is B.
Superflex, baby.
Get interesting.
So Shane is the only one to get a point.
Jake's just giving it to me to make it interesting.
It's could come down to this bonus point. Okay, and we start with Jordan this time.
36.
Jordan says 36.
All right, I got to get some separation from that. So I'm going to go 44.
Jake?
Wow. So we're already at a 4-round drop. You know what? That feels fitting, though. That feels fitting for Baker Mayfield. I feel like it should be a 10-round drop. So let's go with the over. I'll go 46 to make it interesting.
And the correct answer is 46.
Oh,
nice. Jake gets the point. He dropped from 36 in August to 82 in January. Hopkins went from 42 to 83, so 41 for him. So Jake takes that game. If Shane had gotten that, Shane would have won the night right there.
Oh,
but,
my God. Oh, yeah. That's going to come back to haunt me.
Yeah. So now it's 1-1. They finished 9.5 to 8 to 5.5 in that one. 1-1. Jordan could tie it up and make me use some kind of game tiebreaker here if he wins this next game. So the next game is Apex Predator. And what we do here is we have Use the four positions: quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. And what you're going to have to do is we're going to go, you know, round in a circle. You're each going to guess. You get two strikes. And what you have to guess is there's a certain – you have to guess the guys that have had a positional top week. So, like, QB1 for weeks 1 through 17 for each position. And you'll just get a point for each position. Whoever gets the most right with before they go out, you, like I said, you get two strikes and then you're out. And whoever gets the most positions right wins. If we have 2-2, I don't have a really great tiebreaker, so I hope it doesn't happen.
sorry, but...
I didn't follow.
Jordan checked out because he hasn't been winning. So
I'm concussed.
We're going to go through the four positions.
I fell out of my chair.
QB, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Okay. For weeks 1 through 17 of the fantasy season, there were obviously a certain number of guys who finished as wide receiver 1, QB 1, whatever. Okay. And you have to give me any guy, any of the guys, and I'll tell you how many there are for each one, that finished as the QB 1 or the wide receiver 1 for any week in the 2021 season.
Overall, the top finisher.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And since the other two picked the games, I'll let you start with the picking the position of this one, Jordan. And I, for quarterback, there's a little unique scoring here if it matters to you guys. So I'll let you know that whenever somebody picks quarterback.
Okay. I'll go quarterback.
Okay. What I did, I am a co-host of the Trade Addicts podcast, along with my fellow game night host, Russ Fisher, Dynasty Outhouse. So I used Trade Addicts scoring for all this, and Trade Addicts scoring for quarterbacks is 4-point touchdowns minus one interception. And I didn't even realize this, even though I've been in Trade Addicts league for 4 years, 1 point per 20 yards passing. Whereas most are 1 for 25. So I don't know how much that's going to make a difference in any of your guesses, but I just wanted to give you the information. Yeah, so
I'm not mathematically inclined enough to have that make a difference.
I know exactly what I figured for most people. So, so there are actually only 10 quarterbacks. That's the lowest number of any position for to have a top positional week. So we'll start with you, Jordan, and as with every game, we'll rotate who starts each time.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott did not have a QB 1 week. How? At least not in his scoring.
Championship week not be it? Okay.
Wow. Wow.
I have it up. If you want to tell me what week you think it is.
No, it's fine. I'll take the loss. It's fine.
So like you said, you're still in the game. Everybody gets two strikes. So now we'll go to Shane.
All right. I'll go Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, week 10.
Matt Stafford.
Stafford is incorrect.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Ooh, really?
Shit. Wild.
Jordan.
Josh Allen.
I was waiting for him to come up. Yeah. weeks 3, 6, 12, and 14.
Wow. Well, I hate to say, like, I feel like I know this one because I watched the Steelers here. So Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, weeks 5 and 11.
There it is.
All right, I hope this is a safe option. I thought Stafford was. Let's go Kyler.
Kyler, weeks 1 and 2.
Whew.
Back to Brady.
Week 13.
Well, let's go with the GOAT, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, weeks 7, 16, and 17, which I would guess is not a surprise to anybody who played or had him in the playoffs.
Oh boy, let's see if he'll let me down one more time this year. Aaron Rodgers.
He did.
Yeah. No,
he's not on the list.
Feels right.
Jake, you got two strikes, one more, and you are out. Shane has zero, Jordan has one, and we're back to Jordan.
Jalen Hurts.
He did not. I double checked that because I know he was a QB1 for like the first 9 weeks of the season or something like that, but not the QB1 apparently any of those weeks. So we're back to Shane, the only one without a strike. The other two guys have two.
Hurts is my next one. I guess I'll go Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is on there, yes. All right. It was week 9, by the way, Lamar Jackson. So, Jake, back to you.
You guys, I don't know what to do.
No one else feels good.
No, not a single person that I feel confident in is left in this entire list. So
how many in are we?
You guys have gotten 7. There's 3 left.
Huh. Oh, Hurts wasn't that. I was all right. I had eight. I put him down.
Who are you outliers?
No.
Like, I know the teams they didn't play for.
Well, you're not going to pull Baker out on this one?
I don't think I'm comfortable with that here. Dude, I really don't know. I'm gonna go off the wall and say Taylor Heineke.
That is incorrect, Jake. You are out for this round, for this position. So, Jordan, back to you. If you don't get this, you are out. And Shane would win at this point. He has 4. Jordan has 2, and Jake has 1 of the quarterbacks. And like I said, these points, like in within the positions, don't add up. It's just whoever wins the position gets 1 point.
Gotcha.
Cousins.
That is a good guess, but that's not correct. The other three, I was laughing because you guys were saying it. The other three were all very, very much outliers. week 15, Tyler Huntley.
Of course,
no chance I was gonna get Tyler Huntley.
This one, you guys were never, ever, ever gonna. Both of these. Sam Darnold, week 4.
I had Darnold down, but early. I remember, but I wouldn't have went there.
And then the GOAT, Mike White, week 8.
Oh goodness, Mike White! I have to apologize for not mentioning him.
There's always a couple of these in any position like that. Like when we do these, it's there's definitely weird ones that come up. So Shane did get the point for quarterbacks. So Jordan got to pick that one, and we're going to start with Shane. So we'll let Shane pick the position.
Let's go tight end. Let's go on the other end.
Okay. Hey, Doug McDermott's the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. For what that's worth.
Woo.
Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Breaking news on Dynasty. Take him to the Super Bowl. Which probably won't come out for like 6 days because it just takes a while to edit it. Shane, you said tight end. There are 12 in total. Who is your first guess?
I'm going to go Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, weeks 5 and week 16.
I'm going with the Gronkster.
Gronk, week 1, but he did do it.
Pitts, I'm sure is wrong.
Kyle Pitts, week 7, he is right.
There you go. Ooh, all right, I'll go Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, weeks 2, weeks 10, and weeks 15. And I should have said this to start, but you guys haven't got any wrong yet anyway, so don't feel too bad. Trade Addicts leagues are 1.75 tight end premium. And that's is based off of. But you guys got them all right, so I don't feel bad that I didn't say that at the beginning.
how many did you say were it? How many?
12 how many tight ends did it total. Had a tight end 1 week. So we are back to Jake.
TJ Hockenson.
TJ Hockenson, week 8.
Ooh, nice.
And Jordan.
Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox is not on the list.
Ooh.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
I had him all loaded up.
Always a couple of surprises either way. So Jordan gets a strike there. Back to Shane.
Oh, man. I don't feel great. I don't feel great about anyone else. I'll go Dallas Goedert.
Goedert not on there either.
Ah, man. Yeah.
Shane gets a strike to Jake.
Okay, I know that this was the case in regular tight end formats because one of my my weekly bets, I was like, this guy's going to be the tight end one, and he wasn't. He was the tight end two because this sumbitch, Jack Doyle, was the tight end one on a week. Was that true for the 1.75?
Great pull, week 12.
Wow.
So, keeping score, Jake has 3, Shane has 2, Jordan has 1. We're back to Jordan.
Has Dalton Schultz been said?
He has not been said.
I'll pick Dalton Schultz.
And he is correct, week 3. So, back to Shane.
Yeah, now I'm just trying to think of guys' big weeks. Let me go with CJ Uzomah.
Another nice pull, week 4.
Yeah, I was like, he had a couple big weeks in there.
We're back to Jake. Jake, the only one with no strikes. Shane and Jordan have 1.
Boy, we got to be getting close to our 12 at this point. I would.
There assume, are right? Still 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
And all I've got are these middling dudes left on my list that I don't feel actually had a tight end week, but I've got to pull them out at some point. So let's do Zach Ertz.
Week 11.
Nice.
Is it to me?
Yeah, sorry. It is to okay. You.
Has Kittle been said yet?
He is not.
I'll take Kittle and I think I'm wrong.
No, weeks 13 and 14. Wow. You're right.
My confidence is totally shook. So
I kept waiting. I was like, none of them are saying Kittle. I feel like there's people listening to this screaming at home.
Screaming at us. Kittle. Yeah. Wow.
I forgot he existed. Yeah. I completely forgot he existed.
Jay's like, I got to go to my middling tight ends. I'm like, dude, George Kittle.
I didn't even write him down.
Yeah, you had 13 and 14. I remember you had a couple monster weeks back to back. I do remember that.
So do we have we have 11 of the 12?
10 of the 12.
10 of the 12. Okay.
There's 2 left. So we're back to you, Shane.
I'm gonna go Hunter Henry just for touchdowns.
Good guess, but incorrect. Dang. That's Shane's second strike. Jordan has 1. Jake still has 0.
Oh, here and comes the first. Here's how I knew it's not. I know it's not his teammate in New England, but I'm going to say maybe Pat Freiermuth.
Pat Freiermuth, week 9.
Wow.
So there's only 1 left. And just to let you guys know, well, actually, Jake has already won this. Jake has gotten 5 of them. Oh, Jordan has 3. Shane has 3. Does anybody want to? We don't even have to keep playing. I mean, do you want to? Anybody want to guess who the other one is?
David Joku.
Nope. Good guess. He did have a big week.
Gerald Everett.
This guy actually did it twice too.
Twice. Feels like it should be easy. Man,
it's not Waller. Right?
It's not Waller.
It's not Waller. Didn't do it. No.
Week 1 was Gronk.
It's gonna be like, really?
Yeah, is it someone?
He had a big week, the final playoff week. I don't know if that'll help you or not. Week 17 was one of them.
I got absolutely nothing.
I'll just give it to you because I see blank looks in everybody's face. Noah Fant.
Noah Fant. Oh, wow.
Did it week 6 and week 17. But if you remember, I think he had like 90 some yards and a touchdown or 2. I think 2 touchdowns, something like that, or a bunch of receptions. I remember him having a big playoff week and nobody starting him. So so that one went to Jake for the tight ends. So Jake's got 1, Shane's got 1. And we go to Jake to pick either wide receivers or running backs. And for the wide receivers and running backs, it's just regular vanilla PPR scoring.
Okay. Let's get wild with these running backs and see what random names show up on this list.
And you will pick first, and I will tell you there are 16 running backs. for 17 right, weeks.
That's kind of crazy too. I would have expected less.
I feel pretty confident in this first one. CMC.
Week one.
I'll go Jonathan Taylor.
Week 11. Oh, wait. Oh, you shouldn't have gone.
Oh, sorry.
It was Jordan's turn.
I forgot the order. You can take mine, Jordan, if you'd like.
Well, that was going to be my guess.
Yeah, you can take it. You can take
okay,
it.
Okay. All right. Jonathan,
honestly, you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. I'll allow it. Because that wasn't, it's not like it's a crazy guess either. Shane pulled it out of his ass or something. okay. So Jordan, Jonathan Taylor is correct. Week 11. So Shane.
All right, I'll go. Yeah, sorry, Jordan. I guess I gave you one, so that worked out. Not that you wouldn't have had it anyway. I'll take Derrick Henry.
The only guy that did it twice, week two and week six.
Wow. My nemesis for this year, Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette, week 12, that four touchdown game. So we're back to Jordan.
Najee Harris.
Najee Harris, week three.
Ooh, all right. Austin Eckler.
Week five.
This is such a bummer. I don't.
Yeah, you guys have gotten all right answers so far, I believe. So, yeah, no strikes. Yep.
I have to say him, but I'm really lacking confidence. Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara, week seven.
Ooh. Wow.
Jordan.
Can I ask a positional question?
I will tell you
running back.
I will tell. I'm gonna give this to you. Cordarrelle Patterson is not on either list.
Okay.
He would have counted as a wide receiver though, because Trade Addicts leagues have him as a wide receiver. So, and that's what I was looking at.
Okay. Swift.
Swift is not on there. So that's the first strike.
That's a good answer, though.
Yeah, I'm glad you took him off my list. Yeah, falling on the landmine for me.
Oh man. Once again, I'm going to go back to the playing against the Steelers well and go with Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook is correct. Week 14.
There it is.
I'm already venturing into backup territory for like the. Their big week takeovers, and I hope Rashad Penny had one.
Week 17.
Okay.
Actually, he actually won me a title in a league. I was the sixth seed. I had him and Amon-Ra and Joe Burrow and carried me through the playoffs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it back to me?
It is back to you.
I'm going to lose this game, so I'm just going to have fun at this point. Darrell Williams.
That's correct.
Hey.
Week 10. Look at that.
Just when you think you're out, he pulls you back in.
I'm way out.
Oh, shame.
Man. I got a couple written down. And I don't.
There's only one wrong answer. So
I don't feel great about any of them. I'm just gonna once I'm gonna go back to the touchdowns. I'm gonna go James Conner.
Week nine.
Yeah, that was a good one. How many in are we? We got eight. Nine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have 10.
Hey.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, let me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, you have 11.
Wow.
1, 2.
We're getting there.
There's only been one wrong answer so far. It's nuts.
You're welcome.
You are. Welcome.
All right, back to Jake. I'm going back up again. Alexander Mattison.
That is our second wrong answer.
Nah.
So Jake gets a strike there. Oh, back man. To Jordan.
Back to me. All right. Again, having fun. Devin Singletary.
Good guess, but not correct.
Wow. He was running back one for the playoffs. How is he not? He didn't qualify. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you're top five each week, that can still get you to.
Thought he had one. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Between two guys, I'm gonna go Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon not on the list.
Ah,
ooh.
He doesn't have ceiling. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, I was hoping for one of you there.
So Jake, back to you.
There's two like you know, yearly studs for us. Like I should probably say one of them, but I think both are secretly wrong. So
secretly wrong.
I'm gonna leave them as landmines, hopefully for somebody else to take.
Thanks.
But I don't know. I guess I'll go with Javonte Williams.
Week 13.
Good one. Good call. Mm.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 left. And
it's to me.
It is to you. And I was just counting. Jake has 5. Shane has 4. Jordan has 3.
Michael Carter.
Week 8.
Ooh,
nice. Man, you guys are doing nice on this
one. Yeah, wow. I wouldn't have gotten there. Oh, man.
So back to Shane.
God, it's getting rough in these streets. All right. I have like one more. It's like I have names that I know are good, but I feel like didn't have a big week. I'm just going to go with them. I'm going to go Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is not on the list.
Man.
That's Shane's second strike. No. Jordan has 2 strikes, and Jake has 1. We're back to Jake.
Man, this is ridiculous that I have to question this, and it's probably wrong. Maybe Zeke had a big week.
Not big enough to be running back 1. Now everyone has 2 strikes, and we're back to Jordan.
How many have we guessed so far?
You have guessed 13 of the 16. There are 3 left.
And it's weeks 1 through 17, right?
Right. 18 does not count.
Oh, because
it's like there.
Nice. Are we not counting preseason where Amir Abdullah probably had a really big week?
No, we are not.
Antonio Gibson.
I don't think incorrect. Yeah. Not a bad guess, but incorrect.
That's a good guess.
So that's Jordan's 3rd strike. He's out. Shane, back to you.
Look, I'm going to go back to like good running backs who were absolute garbage this year. I'm going to say Saquon Barkley.
Week 4. I was wondering if anybody would bring him up.
Like I
thought he was a landmine. I'm going with one more running, one more backup here with Pollard.
Pollard is incorrect.
Ah.
So Jake is out, and we are have to split the point for this one because Shane got 5, and Jake got 5, and Jordan got 3, I believe. Yeah, 3. So.
Can I keep guessing just for the fun of it?
Oh, yeah. You guys, if you want to try.
Dearness Johnson and Rex Burkhead. And I think Rex Burkhead was week 18.
Neither one is correct, but both are good guesses.
Dearness Johnson and Quaff. Okay. I was going to say,
are we still going? Do we?
Thought no, over, right? because those two are out. They both have 3 strikes. So it just means, and what we do is once 2 people are out, whoever has the most at that point wins. But you both got 5, so you're getting a half a point each.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was confused. All right.
Shane, I want you to guess who's last on your list, though, anyways, just for fun. Last
one was Damian Harris.
No, he's not on there either.
That was it.
If you don't have any other guesses, I'll give you the other 2.
Yeah. Was Ramondre his counter 1 week?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good guess, no? But also no.
Okay.
These two are kind of funny. Week 15, Duke Johnson.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
He's back, baby.
And week 16, Justin Jackson. That one I thought was maybe guessable.
I don't think I would have gotten to either of those.
So you each get half a point for that one. Oh, geez. And you guys better not split a point here. You guys each have 1.5 points for the 3 positions. So,
tiebreaker to the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
so. I hope Jordan gets this last one just so we have to stretch this thing into eternity now.
Okay, so the last one is a wide receiver, and I'm trying to remember who started. I think Jordan was the one who started, so he can pick the first name because we're back to the first person that started. So,
how many are there total?
Oh, 13 total.
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams, weeks 5 and 14.
I'll go Cooper Kupp.
Weeks 2, 7, and 15.
I will go with Debo.
Week 10.
Just the one. Oh my.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, week 4.
Wow, okay.
Ooh, that's a good one. Man, I'll go with Jamar Chase.
Week 17.
Yeah.
None of his early week games with all those big.
I know he had another game where he had like 201 and 2 or 3 touchdowns. Somehow he was not the wide receiver one that week. Yeah.
That is crazy. All right. Well, I'm gonna go with T. Higgins.
Week 16.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's back to me.
Yes, it is.
Mike Williams.
Early week 3. Mike
Williams.
Ooh, that, yeah, that's a good one too. Man. Yeah, so he's there. I guess I'll go Justin Jefferson.
Weeks 11 and 13. You guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 so far without a wrong answer. Jake, here keep it comes. Going.
I'm just going for. I'm trying to find stretches now of where I know guys dominated, and hopefully they had a big game there. Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore, week 9.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, back to Jordan.
For some reason, I think Hollywood Brown had one early on.
He did not. Not at least a wide receiver one overall. So back to Shane.
Man. Yeah, it's the only other guy I can think of with a monster week was Jalen Waddle.
Week 12. Yeah, which, by the way, we are down to 3 left of the 13.
Let's hope that Amon-Ra St. Brown's in there.
Surprisingly, no. That is a great guess.
That's a really good guess.
Yes.
Is it back to me?
It is back to you.
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin not on the list. So we are back to Shane.
Yeah, it's getting tricky now. I have 2 down here, and I don't know which one to go with. I'm going to go A.J. Brown.
Week 8.
Did Tyler Lockett do his thing this year for one game?
You would think, but no.
Not good? All right.
He did do his thing. He was very up and down, but did not have a wide receiver one week. So that's 2nd strike for Jake. Jordan has 2. Shane has 0.
Dang.
I don't have any more, so in me. So
Stephon Diggs.
Diggs?
Yeah.
Diggs not on the list. So Jordan is now out.
That's crazy.
Diggs very solid, but never spectacular, I guess.
Yeah.
At least not spectacular enough.
I guess not.
2 left, Shane.
Mike Evans?
Not on the list. Get your first strike. Man. Now Jake needs to get this, or let me see here. You guys better not be tied. Shane has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jake has 1, 2, 3. So, yes, if Jake does not get this right, he is out, and Shane will win the wide receiver position and win the game and win the night. No pressure, Jake.
No pressure, Jake.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I don't get this one, I'm taking this hoodie off. I'm throwing it into the stands. Antonio Brown is my guess here.
That is a very good guess, but it's not correct.
Oh!
So, like I said, Shane gets the win there.
And Jake is taking off his hoodie. He's doing it.
We're my God.
Right now.
Right now. Everybody describe what you're seeing.
So, yeah, Jake ends up, Shane ends up with 2.5 points by getting that position. Jake had 1.5. So, and Shane gets 2-1. So, Shane wins tonight. Shane, you're now legally required to come back for the Tournament of Champions. So, congratulations. Any guesses on those final two before we finish up here?
I
DK Metcalf?
Yeah, Metcalf was the only other one.
That is another good guess. That is not correct.
I don't know.
Brandon Cooks?
That's another good guess. It's not correct. I think these two guys you guys probably never think of, even though they're both good receivers.
No.
Ayuk?
Nope.
Deontay?
Nope.
Dude, I got nothing.
Amari
Keenan
Cooper?
Allen or Hopkins?
Amari Cooper, week one.
Nice.
Hopkins did not do it. The other, you want me to just give you the other guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Week 6, CeeDee Lamb.
Dang. Oh, man.
Yeah, I that one surprised me too.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah, but great game, guys. This was definitely a lot of fun. Like I said, Shane wins. Shane hopefully will come back when we finally get to that. We've been talking about turn champions for like a year. I think the last time Jake was on a year ago, we were talking about it. But we haven't had enough winners to do it. And then we're almost
there. You
bring
me on to rub it in my face every time that I'm not going to be involved.
You were right there this time though, Jake.
So
Shane, we'll go around to everybody. Start with Shane since he won. Just you want to let everybody know where they can find you, your Twitter handle, all that good stuff.
No, thanks for having me. You can find me on Twitter at Shane P. Hallam. I'm the managing partner over at DraftCountdown.com. Do the Devy Marketplace podcast and Draft Countdown podcast. And over at DLF doing some rookie stuff.
And Jake, why don't you go?
I'm at Jake Trowbridge on Twitter doing random stuff over there. Get involved with some podcasts, Drinking and Talking Fantasy, Ball Blast, and participant in the Matthew Berry Fantasy Life newsletter.
I know you guys are doing all this stuff, all of you. Jordan, too, I'm sure. Jordan.
Yeah, Analytics of Dynasty, the 2022 edition's out. Yeah, you can find it at analyticsdynasty.com and check me out on Twitter at McNamara Dynasty and the Football Guys Dynasty Show.
Yep, all good stuff. I listen to at least one of the pods for all you guys. So I know some of you are on multiple. So, again, thank all three of you for coming on. I had a blast. Hopefully you guys did too. Hopefully everyone listening did as well. And I'm going to be back very soon hosting a show with all the other hosts. So I'll see you then.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game. game night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty game night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty game night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty game night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty game night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty game night. Game night.